T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jenna Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Our Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park. Open for gaming, live racing, sports wagering, and golf. Visit DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play. Today's question, do you think Carson Wentz gets benched tonight? A, yes, B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. All right, let's go out on the Swartz Culleton guest line. If you're injured at work, get justice. Call Swartz Culleton at 800-JUSTICE from NBC Sports Philadelphia, NBCSportsPhilly.com. Does a great job covering the Philadelphia Eagles and, of course, one of our own here at WIP, Mr. Ruben Frank. How you been, Rube?
What's up, guys?
Man,
hi, Rube.
A lot is up, Ruben.
Yeah.
Fired up for tonight. Fired
oh,
up.
Oh, man. All right, Ruben, let's start with a two-part question looking at the quarterback situation. And let's just hypothetically place it this way. If Carson and the Eagles' offense, I'll call it, struggle again in the first half, if it's more of the same early in the game, however long into it you want to say, do you think Carson Wentz would get benched tonight? Do you think he will get benched tonight? And do you think he should get benched tonight?
Yeah, I think that Doug won't use that word, but if it gets out of control, if it's 30-7 at halftime, he'll make a change. I just think that Carson would play next week. I think the right way to do it, if you really want to do it, you got to commit to it. You can't just say, well, we're going to give Hurts a series here, or we're going to take Carson out with, 6 minutes left in the game. If you want to do it right, you say on Monday, say, you know what, Jalen's our quarterback. He's going to get all the reps. We're going to actually prepare him to play. It's not going to be some big secretive thing where, oh, he got some reps. He got a few more reps. You know what? There's no crime in benching a quarterback. Almost every quarterback's been benched at some point. So
right.
A lot of Hall of Fame quarterbacks have been benched. So I don't think there's a whole lot of value in, Jalen's going to play a series. He's going to finish up the game. If you think it's the right thing for your team, do it. Right now, personally, I think the right thing is to get Carson away from football for a week or two and let him step back and watch and get a different perspective. And maybe things will get better, because running him out there every Sunday or Monday isn't helping. It's not working.
Have you been surprised at Jalen's usage thus far? Because you were pretty high on him coming out of training camp. What did you expect out of camp, and how has that differed from the way he's been played?
Yeah, I thought he would throw the ball more. I actually liked the way he threw the ball in training camp. He's got a better arm than I thought. He's pretty accurate. Now, we didn't see a ton of him, but I think it's very hard to get anything out of him when teams know what he's going to do. They know he's going to he's thrown two passes and he's played something like 40 snaps. So teams know he's not going to throw the ball. He's most likely not going to throw the ball. And that makes them easier to defend. So if you drafted this kid as a quarterback and you wanted to play quarterback and you're grooming him as a quarterback, let him play quarterback instead of going out there and running a wildcat this or that. Commit to it and let's see what kind of quarterback he is. So that surprised me. I thought if he played, he would get to throw the ball a little more than he has.
Ruben, who's judgment do you think ultimately it is for making a quarterback change, Lurie, Roseman, or Peterson?
It's Doug, and it's something that Doug would talk to, he would talk to Jeffrey and Howie about it, but Doug has the final call on this. He really does. And, I think any team you're going to include, the brain trust in a call like that when you got a guy that the franchise has made such a commitment to financially and other ways. I think it should be a group decision, but Doug has the final say on that. I just don't think Doug really knows what to do at this point.
With the way this offense has performed, do you think anyone would have success under center? Like if we put Patrick Mahomes out there, would he have success?
Oh my God. Yes. I mean, you watch how quickly he got rid of the ball yesterday in that game. I mean, he drops back, and obviously the the Chiefs have a better O-line than the Eagles, but quarterbacks make the O-line better too. And mm-hmm. I mean, I think it's fair to say 40% of the sacks this year have been on Carson, just standing there and just standing there waiting and not doing anything. And eventually that, when you have your 10th offensive line of the season, it's going to break down. I do think if you put a decisive, quick thinking, functional quarterback back there, it would make the O-line, it would make everything look better instantly. Would they be, record-setting offense? I don't think so, but they would be more effective, more efficient, more productive. No doubt in my mind.
To your best understanding, how is our O-line arranged for this game?
Well, your guess is as good as mine, but I think it's going to be Antone Davis at right tackle, Ron Solt at right guard, Dave Alexander. No, I mean, it'll be, I think they'll start with Mulata, left tackle, Samalu, Kelsey, JP, and Pryor. I think Driscoll would be the right tackle if he was healthy, but he's dealing with a knee now. I thought he played pretty well when he got to play.
Yeah.
But, the way it's gone, that those guys might start the game, but they're not going to finish it.
Reuben Frank with us here. Reuben, million-dollar question. Back to Carson. What happened to him? Put another way, what is your theory or theories on how he has fallen so far?
Yeah, and it's unprecedented. I've looked through the history of football, and you can't find a quarterback. It doesn't exist who played at the level he did his first 4 years who has played like this. It just has never happened. So, I think like anything, it's a lot of different things. I think he's certainly not getting a lot of help from his coaches. People say, well, Frank Reich, blah, blah, blah. Frank Reich's a great coach, but he wasn't here last year or the year before, and Carson was pretty good. He wasn't great, but he was pretty good. He was functional. He was a good quarterback. So I think it's the O-line. I think Doug's play calling has been dreadful. I think that the lack of balance in the offense doesn't help him. I think he started losing confidence back in the spring when they drafted Hurts. I don't think that helped. I think the combination of that and the lack of personnel around him, I don't want to sit here and say having a family, is affecting his play. But when you hear him talk about it and how the most important thing to him is his family, I don't know. Maybe that's a factor. And then I think with any quarterback, you have such a fragile psyche. And when you add up all those things and then you take away the mini camps and the spring practices, and all of a sudden you don't have the success you had early, or that you've never had this before in your life. You don't know how to deal with it. You don't know how to, and it's just snowballed. I don't think he's confident right now. I just don't think he's mentally anywhere near the player he was in the past. So I think it's a lot of different things. It's been 10 weeks now, and I don't know. I don't know if we'll ever see that Carson again. I just don't know.
Rube, some have speculated that Doug wouldn't be totally unhappy if the Eagles fired him. How has he shown signs of wanting to be cut, in your opinion?
Yeah, I think that's a little strong. I don't know. You've heard his press conferences. You can't make head or tail of what he's thinking. He's so convoluted, and he doesn't make sense. I mean, he just doesn't make sense. His answers, you ask him one thing, he answers something else. He starts out answering. I don't know. I don't think that's the case, but if it is, I can't read into, what I've heard that that's true. You can make a case that he's coaching like he wants to get fired. Mm-hmm. But I don't think he would do that. I don't think he would sabotage the season because he's not happy. I think if Doug's not happy with the situation, and he goes to the owner and he says, I'm not happy, then they would have an amicable split. I think it makes sense in that it would explain a lot of things, but I just don't think that's really the case.
Okay. You're around this team far more than we are. How does it feel different around this team compared to when they were humming and successful?
Well, yeah. I mean, the biggest difference is Doug. Because we talk about Carson, Carson having a regression like no other quarterback. I've never seen a head coach have that kind of regression too. And they're definitely related. It's a chicken and egg, which came first. But, Carson's making Doug look bad and Doug's making Carson look bad. To me, you have a quarterback who was an MVP candidate and a head coach who was a coach of the year candidate just a couple years ago, 2-3 years ago. And They're both like the worst in the league at what they do. How does that happen?
Yeah.
It's all out of control to me. And even Howie has obviously gone off the rails. I mean, Howie can't pick a player to save his life now. And he did some good things at some point, and he brought some good players in for 17. So it's like the whole thing's spiraling out of control. To me, the biggest difference is that emotional intelligence that Jeffrey Lurie loves to talk about. You just don't see that. You don't see any intelligence at all coming from anywhere in this organization. And that's why Jeffrey Lurie is going to make big changes when the season's over, because, it's one thing to lose. It's another thing to lose and just look like you have no handle on the situation. And I think that's what we're seeing.
Well, right. Big changes. Let's go to that, Ruben. I mean, do you think that it is likely that Doug or Howie will get fired?
I do, unless there's some miracle turnaround that I don't see coming. I don't think any of us see coming. I do. Jeff Lurie's not going to say, and people are like, oh, the guy just won a Super Bowl 3 years ago. That's ancient history in football. You look at the steady decline over the last 3 years. I mean, this team hasn't won 10 games three straight years. Now, they've only won 10 games once under Doug. They won 10 games twice under Chip Kelly, for crying out loud. This will be the first time since 1984 to 86 under Marion Campbell that the Eagles have gone three straight years under the same coach without winning 10 games in any of those seasons. So Jeff Lurie is going to look at the arc of this franchise, where it was, where it's headed, where it is now. And there's no question he's going to make changes. I think if things don't turn around significantly, I do think Doug is gone. And I think there's a chance Howie might be. I know he's kind of looked at as untouchable and golden boy. But at some point you just have to watch Terry McLaurin and DK Metcalf and, Justin Jefferson. Watch these guys, TJ Watt, who, the Eagles could have had, and they took Derek Barnett. You just have to look at these players and say, stop it. Let's get a guy in here who can build this roster back up where it needs to be.
Ruben, unbelievable stuff, man. Listen, it is. We thank you for jumping on a game day and joining us on the program. Ruben, as always, stay well, man.
Good positive stuff, right?
Thank you, Ruben.
You got it, Ruben.
See you guys.
Oh, man. That's wow, that's a lot. I mean, it's noteworthy, in my opinion, when it comes from him. Because Ruben, he doesn't just throw stuff out. He's not reporting it. He's speculating. I mean, to be clear, he's not reporting it. But, it comes from, I would say, a really wise reporter.
I mean, has anyone been on the beat as long? I mean, he might be the most venerable. He's one of them, for sure.
One of them.
Yeah.
He's one of them. And that fact about three straight years without 10 wins, same coaching staff, go back to Marion Campbell, that grabbed my attention. And that was the thing the last couple of years, when they would get 9. Like, how do you size that up? It's 9 in a weak division. It was an unimpressive 9. Mm-hmm. What do you make of it? So there's a lot to chew on there. We'll react to that. We'll come back, rock all the calls. Also, 11:30, Inside the Game. John takes us inside the X's and O's related to tonight's Eagles-Seattle matchup. All up ahead on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.